Welcome to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast. Shout out to the underdogs, my people, and the occasional Trump supporter that might have accidentally found the show. You've made it to the right place if you want to get personal about the news and the culture. Please enjoy this mini episode of the Gregory Neesmith Show. Welcome back to the Gregory Neesmith Show, a special delivery of underdog stuff. It's also a special mix of politics, culture, and personal development stuff, too. It's April. It's Financial Literacy Month. Let's get into it. So supposedly, Harold Pollack says this.
The really good advice is can fit on a 3x5 index card and is available for free in the library.
All right, so supposedly Harold Pollack says this finance money thing ain't that complicated. He's widely known for this idea that there's 9 simple money rules that can fit on one index card. I was intrigued. Harry Pollack. I'm like, is that simple? 9 things on a card? That's it? We cool? You show me, I get that and I'm going to be better. Like, it's all good. Personal finance. Financial literacy. Check. On an index card. He has 9 rules. I'm going to read them. And I encourage you to go Google Harold Pollack, and that's P-O-L-L-A-C-K. And he was recently in an article titled 9 Simple Money Rules on One Index Card. And those 9 rules, he said, were max out your 401k, buy inexpensive, well-diversified mutual funds, never buy or sell individual stocks, save 20% of your money, pay your credit card balances in full every month, maximize tax advantage saving vehicles like 529 accounts, which I believe are related to college savings accounts, Roth IRAs. Number 7, pay attention to fees, avoid actively managed funds. Number 8, make financial advisors commit to fiduciary standards. What that means is basically make sure that your financial advisor, if you have one, is committed to telling you what's best for you, not selling you stuff that's best for him or her. And number 9, promote social insurance programs to help people when things go bad. And I was like, cool. Those are 9, good things. But they assume that I think folks have reached a certain level of security, a certain level of wealth. And while they may work for some, I know they don't necessarily work for all of us. And so I was like, what would be my top 5 things related to financial literacy that I thought would help the underdogs out there? And I'd love for you to share your tips on how you navigate this thing called personal finance. Because while they say the saying of more money, more problems, I'm here to tell you, and I know a lot of you can relate, I think it's when you don't have enough money, you got more problems. And so I want to share my top 5 things I've learned about getting better with my money. And hopefully you'll share yours too. With that, we've been talking about money, and I'm about to share some of my top 5 things that I've learned about getting better with my money. Shout out to the 215, checking in the 212. Daryl says on the Facebook Live that he has a principle that he believes in. Pay yourself first before you pay your bills. And what Daryl's talking about, this whole idea of if you're going to save money or invest money, make sure you look out for yourself first before you send your money out to all the other places that may have to go. And so I think that is a good one that Daryl says, because you'll always have your bills. But make your investments. If you're lucky enough to have a 401k at your job, and especially if they do a matching amount to the money that you also put in, that's also put in before it's taxed by the government, do it. Do it. Darryl also mentions mutual funds, which we talked about, right? Mutual funds are likely less risky than just picking individual stocks. And over the long run, they perform pretty well. Obviously, past history is not indicative of future results, but you likely have a better shot at things working out with some mutual funds as opposed to just picking one or two individual stocks. Shout out to Darryl. Also, shout out to Asha, who attempted to call in earlier. Asha Davis, appreciate you. She's going to share about her relationship to money. Hopefully, the phone lines will be fixed next week and we can get Asha along with Barry on the line. And Barry was talking about the reciprocal relationship we have with money. He also mentioned that the spring equinox is coming and that this is a time of the year when we get to really be mindful of the things going on in the world. The things we get to do in it are often, there's more magic in it when we're attempting to do something that's bigger than just ourselves. When you're living in a we mindset instead of a me mindset. An us instead of I. And the same thing happens with money. I know life is different when I'm not saying to myself that I'm not special enough to get paid for that. As opposed to I'm saying to myself, how can we win together? How can we profit with purpose together? Remember cooperative economics? Money's not inherently good or bad. It's our relationship to it. It's what we do with it. My top five things I do to have a better relationship with money. Five of them. I'm going to share mine. Darryl has shared one of his. Please, if you're following along online, share yours. And if you want to share by calling, I can still pick up the call off the air, and then I can relay your comment to all the underdogs out there on the air. All right, my top five. Number one, don't listen to me. That's one of my top five principles of how you can get better with your money. Don't listen to me. This ain't my lane. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not an accountant. I'm not a Wall Street trader, stockbroker. Don't listen to me. But start talking to people who know more about money than you do. And if you don't have any friends that's their specialty either, that's all right. You can start by listening to shows or watching programs that this is what they do. So, for example, on Fridays from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., you can tune into WHER 90.3 FM, The Voice of Harlem, and listen to The Ash Cash Show. And listen to the financial motivator himself, Ash Cash. And that is his lane. And this is what he talks about. And as underdogs, I know that you can get with him and his message and some of the things he talks about helping folks get their mind right and their money right. And he's a big believer that financial freedom is our only hope. There's folks like the Budgetista. Google these folks, Ash Cash. Google the Budgetista. Google wealthysinglemom.com. Don't listen to me. But start talking about finance. Start talking about money. Start following, connecting with, reaching out to people who know more about it than you do. And I just gave you a couple people that you can start to listen to. Now that being said, I'm not going to like totally play myself here. Like, I know a little something about finance, but it's not my specific lane. I do some investing, both in companies and in real estate. I've led some teams and businesses both locally and globally around the world. I'm a landlord and do some other things like that. But like I said, don't listen to me. There's people out there, this is what they do. Talk to them. Number two, new relationship. I talked early in the show what my old relationship was with money, and then I talked about what I want the new relationship to be. Underdogs, take a moment, and I urge you to do it today if you can, to figure out what your old relationship to money and then what your new relationship with money is going to be. Because it's never really about the money. And Barry, during one of the breaks, said this too. It's about some of the emotion we have related to it. It's about some of the experiences we had growing up with it. Figure out what your old relationship is to money, your old blueprint, and then start to get a new one. And actually, if I go back to number one, which was Don't Listen to Me, I mentioned Ash Cash. I mentioned The Budgetista. I mentioned Wealthy Single Mom. Also, check out the book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. They talk about some of the ways that the wealthy relate to money and to themselves. Actually, one of my favorite ones of the 17 rules of a new blueprint for this whole idea of the secrets of a millionaire mind. One of them is, instead of thinking about either or, think about both. So number one, don't listen to me. That's one of my top five tips for getting right with your money. Number two is get some new relationship. That's right. You got an old one. It's natural to have an old one. But what's your new one going to be that works for you? Because it's never about the money, really. It's about your relationship to money and to yourself. Number three, get a budget. Like I said, personal finance ain't my specific lane, but leadership development is. And one of the things I know, that it's hard to figure out where you're going if you don't know where you're starting. And so get a budget. How much you're spending and how much things cost in your weekly or monthly life. What's coming in, what's going out. Get a budget so you know where you're at. And then you can start to figure out where you want to go. Number four, being creative has helped me before when it comes to money. I know, creative, money, creative doesn't necessarily sound like a normal combination of a sentence or phrase, but seriously. When I first moved to New York, I was committed to saving money to eventually buy a place. I wanted to have a condo. I eventually ended up buying a studio condo in Port Chester, New York. But when I say creative, what I got creative about is the fact that I wanted to have a nice place to live, but I also didn't want roommates. And then at the same time, I'm committed to saving money for a place, but normally having roommates is one of the best ways to save some money on your monthly apartment expenses. But I got creative. I actually found a room rental in this lady's house. She happened to be going through a divorce. They were like loaded with cash. They had this big house, and off to the side of the house was her home office, plus these rooms set up for people to stay in. And so basically I had a room rental. My room had a bed, a little twin bed, a chair, a fridge, a microwave, and a bathroom, and a door to its entrance. And I had that room rental for 5 years. Being creative when it comes to money. Having a room rental meant I didn't have to have a roommate. The setup had it where I had my privacy. I was only 5 minutes from work, so I didn't need a car. And I made that sacrifice also because I just didn't want roommates too. But I got creative with money because I was committed to something. And so I figured it out. You get to be creative too. For some of you, creative might be living with a family member for a little while you stack some cash. Be creative. And number five, while you're going on the journey of getting better with your finances, one of the things that's worked for me is to negotiate. Negotiate almost everything. What's the saying? Most people don't get what they deserve. They get what they negotiate. Someone offers you something, it's rarely their best and only offer. When's the last time you tried to sell something to somebody? If you were trying to sell, I'm making it up, a cell phone that you're getting rid of, and if you know you want $100 for it, Do you tell people off the bat you're selling it for 100? No, you tell them you're selling it for like $120, right? Because you want to give yourself some wiggle room, because if they take it for 120, like, yes. But if they want to negotiate, you're like, you know that you'll drop it down. Like, oh, you're willing to go down to 100. So guess what? You don't even offer people your best offer. So don't think that other people are offering you their best offer or only offer either. So while we're going on this journey to become more financially literate and doing all these things, 401ks and this and that and all the stuff that we may not even know what they mean, there's some initial things we can do. And one of them is negotiate. And that's my top five. Don't listen to me. That's one. Listen to people who, like, this is what they do. Google Ash Cash. Google Wealthy Single Mom. Google Budgetista. Google Secrets of the Millionaire Mom. Number two, get a new relationship. This one might be the most important one. Take some time today and sit down and think about what's your old relationship to money and what's the new one going to be. The old one might be something like, I never will have enough. The new one could be, I'm a money magnet. Something like that. Number three, get a budget. You don't know where you're going if you don't know where you're starting. Get a budget. Write down what's going in, what's coming in, what's going out. How much you're making, what you're spending. Number four, be creative. If you're committed to something, you figure it out. I've seen folks get to Beyonce and Jay-Z concerts that cost hundreds of dollars. I've seen people figure out how to get the new Jordans. I've seen people figure out a lot of stuff. They get creative about it when they really, really want it. Be creative. I lived in a room rental for 5 years. Drove an 88 Cutlass because it was paid for a long time. Being creative. And number five, negotiate. The first offer is rarely the best offer. You don't get what you deserve. You get what you negotiate. What are some of your money tips that will help you go from underdog to champ when it comes to this whole idea of your relationship to money? It's April. It's Financial Literacy Month. We explore some of the unwritten rules of what's going on in society, side hustles, and life. And I say, my bad, that we've been doing this show for over a year now, and we haven't really talked money. But we're talking it today.
Thank you for listening to the Gregory Neesmith Show podcast, where we get personal about the news and the culture. And as always, I leave you with my favorite quote, underdogs, can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace.